Proclamation number 6544 of 11th of May, 1956. Reason of the knowledge of the lost course of development. Where hearts open themselves to my word, there can never be a relapse into the abyss, for the hearts will be struck by my ray of love and life will return to what was previously dead. But because the human being's free will determines whether he accepts or rejects my word, they should also know what a relapse into the abyss implies for them. And therefore I also give them knowledge through my word about the new creation of the earth and the banishment of the spiritual substances opposing me in it. For this reason only, in the last period before the end, people will be informed of what would otherwise not be necessary to know. Although very few people will believe it, their attention should be drawn to it so they might be aware of the great responsibility they bear for their souls in the short span of earthly life. The knowledge of the soul's infinitely long course through creation before its embodiment as a human being is unnecessary as long as people believe in me and make an effort to live according to my will. And if they live contrary to my will, then they're still offered the opportunity to change in the beyond. Although they can still sink into the abyss even then. But there is still the possibility to mature in the beyond and to reach the light. But once an earth period has ended, the gates into the kingdom of the beyond will also be closed, because then everything spiritual will be judged again, i.e., it will be transferred to where it belongs according to its degree of maturity for the purpose of upward development. Then the possibility of further development in the beyond will no longer exist, and the creations of the new earth will take in everything that is contrary to me. And therefore humanity will be enlightened in the last days, knowledge will be presented to my servants which shall make people aware of the great responsibility of their lives. And this knowledge can only be received in a spiritual manner. But this is why it is also doubted with the remark that it is not contained in the scriptures. The imparting of this knowledge is a special grace, for it can contribute to the human being's change, so that he is aware of the significance of his earthly life. This is also a ray of love on my part which kindles when it strikes an open heart. People should only think when my word is proclaimed to them. Even if they do not believe what they are told by my servants, I will give them light and direct their thoughts right so that they will come close to the truth. The act of new banishment is so momentous for everything spiritual that I truly want to do everything to protect people's souls from it. But since free will must be respected, I present the whole path of development to them. Which, again, can only happen through my word, because a recollection would only imply a compulsion of faith. But given goodwill, everything is easy to believe if only the human being has the will to act and think right, and if only he acknowledges a creator above himself to whom he is to answer. If only he willingly opens his heart to my word, which will truly not leave him untouched. This is why I send the disciples of the last days to people with the instruction to proclaim my gospel to them. For necessity demands it, because I want to help all people and save them from falling away into the abyss. Amen.